Well, this evening we are question and answer 63 through 66 of the Shorter Catechism. As you know, we're making our way through the Catechism. You can find these question and answers on page 973. We're in that part of the Catechism that's giving us instruction about God's holy and just law. And this evening we're at the fifth commandment. Again, question and answer 63 through 66, page 973. So which is the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What is required in the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment requires the preserving the honor and performing the duties belonging to everyone in their several places and relations as superiors, inferiors, or equals. What is forbidden in the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment forbids the neglecting of or doing anything against the honor and duty which belongs to everyone in their several places and relations. And then what is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? The reason annexed to the fifth commandment is a promise of long life and prosperity as far as it shall serve for God's glory and their own good to all such as keep this commandment. Well, we've made a transition at the fifth commandment from the first table of the law to the second table of the law. The first table of the law is concerned with our relationship to God. And the second table of the law is concerned with our relationship to each other. And just as the first commandment stands as the fountainhead of the first table of the law and our responsibility to God, so this fifth commandment stands as the fountainhead of the second table of the law and our responsibility to love one another. And at its very core, the fifth commandment is telling us that homes ought to be incubators where little ones are taught what godly authority structures look like. We have to understand this. Where there aren't godly authority structures, there can be no neighbor love. Something we've learned over and over is in the Bible, there's the strongest possible connection between obedience to God's law and love. Paul writes in Galatians 5:14 we're to love one another, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the fifth commandment, as I said, it stands as sort of the headwaters of the second table of the law. If we don't obey, honor, and submit to God-ordained authorities, we can't rightly love our neighbor. And we need to realize just how radical and countercultural this idea is. Since the 1960s, our culture has undergone a massive shift of attitude toward authority. We don't like it. And frankly, we don't trust people who think they should have it. The whole idea of authority is seen to be stifling in the process of self-development. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. People have always struggled with authority and submitting to authority because our sin nature makes us rebels. But what's changed in the past 60 years or so is that the whole concept of authority has come under attack. And so we're about two generations in now where young people have been taught to be anti-government, anti-military, anti-church, anti-family, in short, anti-authority. I doubt you could find a better summary of that mindset than that of Timothy Leary. He was a Harvard psychologist, a kind of hippie guru, and one of the most prominent public figures of the era. And he wrote, Throughout human history, as our species has faced the frightening, terrorizing fact that we do not know who we are or where we're going in this ocean of chaos, it's been the authorities, the political, the religious, the educational authorities, who attempted to comfort us by giving us order, rules, regulations, informing, forming in our minds their view of reality. To think for yourself, you must question authority and learn how to put yourself in a state of vulnerable open-mindedness, chaotic, confused, vulnerability in order to inform yourself. Now, of course, for Leary, who was a seriously messed up dude, a state of vulnerable open-mindedness meant being under the influence of LSD and other hardcore narcotics. But the point is, it was a cultural paradigm that echoed through society. Don't trust those in authority, whether they're teachers, police officers, your employers, church leaders, and certainly not your parents, because you're free. You do not have to submit to authority. Now, I realize that was the 60s, and most of those old hippies are more concerned with hip replacement these days than they are being hip. But we'd make a huge mistake if we don't realize we're dealing with a second and, in some cases, third generation mindset that thinks any form of authority ought to be challenged. And what we have to understand is how patently unbiblical that thinking is. Authority and submitting to appropriate authority is God's design. And central to this idea is parental authority. It's indispensable for a stable society. And this is something that virtually all civilizations have recognized. The family is the building block of society. Remove it and society will collapse in one way or another. It always starts in the home. And that's precisely what the Catechism is picking up on. It's instructing us from the fifth commandment that we're to honor and esteem and submit to our parents and all those in authority over us. And if we're to prosper in the place where the Lord has put us, wherever that may be, at any stage of our lives, there needs to be flourishing family structures and family functions that work out according to God's design. Well, before we go to the Lord in prayer, let's continue praising Him in song. So let me ask you to turn your Bible's now to 518.